Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 19 for Monday, August 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were up, holding on to small gains Monday morning as the market saw some consolidation to start the week after posting large losses last week. Canola was up $1 to $3, the November contract up $1 at $487.50 per ton. Ideas that recent declines were overdone provided underlying support. Gains in Chicago soybeans, a softer Canadian dollar, and expectations for a smaller canola crop this year also helped underpin the futures. Stats Can releases its first survey-based production estimates of the year this Friday, and positioning ahead of that report is expected to be a feature in the days ahead. However, the relatively favorable U.S. soybean crop prospects did remain a bearish influence in the background, and soybeans were drifting back to unchanged. Early Canadian harvest pressure was also said to be overhanging the canola market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both trading within a couple cents of unchanged, while wheat was down in choppy early activity. Soybeans, they're down a penny to up 2 cents to start the day. The November contract up only a quarter cent at $9.17 per bushel. The USDA's Farm Services Administration released data on prevented plantings or area that was unseeded this year, and the soybean number that went into the program at 2.17 million acres was above trade guesses and nearly 1.5 million above last year's level. IDEA's recent dry weather may lead to downgrades in the weekly quality ratings for the U.S. soybean crop were also a bit supportive. For corn, prices are holding near unchanged, the December contract down at 0.75 cents at $3.75 per bushel. About 2.3 million acres of corn went into the prevent plant program this year, and that was also a bit above trade expectations. Ideas that drier weather conditions may be stressing shallow-rooted corn crops were also supportive, although losses in wheat weighed on prices. Wheat is down 6 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 7 at $5.04 per bushel. France's official soft wheat production estimate was raised by 2.5 million tons this morning to 40.4 million. That weighed on U.S. prices given the expectations for increased export competition from the European country. The advancing U.S. spring wheat harvest also weighed on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.